Today we're sharing Deuteronomy chapter 23 by Pastor Jason. God teaches us how to treat all these relationships. From verses 1 to 8, what he's dealing with is how people can enter the assembly of God. In your relationships, there must be some members, but God care about who can enter or not. This principle is we see how God dealing with relationship, and this we can apply to our life. Verses 1, no one who has been emasculated by crushing or cutting may enter assembly of the Lord. These talk about the damages on the reproductive organs. Why? This is the first things God mentioned about. Because it's about life. Why is being emasculated? This is a problem here. From a Chinese perspective, maybe he's going to be a eunuch, so he's being castrated. Or he is hurt. That means you haven't taken care of your reproductive ability. For the issues that concern about life, God is really focused on it. Just like for the Israelites, they really concern about the family trees. So for the Israelites, they come back from Babylon to Jerusalem is remarkable. But for those people, some people, they cannot find themselves in the family trees, though they're being treated as unclean. So you may say, I'm freed from my life during the battle or during the war. It's the same. So when you flee during the battle time, so you have to take your family tree with you. It's just like part of your life. So you have to guard these things carefully. So it's the same concept. No one born of a forbidden marriage or illegitimate birth, nor any of the descendants may enter assembly of the Lord, not even in the 10th generations. Verses 2. First we look at these, we think God is really straight. And it's hopeless if you are an illegitimate birth, a legitimate child. I have to see from two perspectives. Why there is illegitimate child? That means you don't know who is the father. Actually, it's an adultery. In the previous chapters, we know people who commit adulteries must be put to death. This is God's principle. But those who should be put to death, but they're not being put to death, and they become illegitimate. I think God wants to express his concern about the holiness in sex. Those people who commit adultery, he have to concern that he taking risk of his life. If they give birth to children, even to the 10th generations, they're rejected by the society. God used this to express his concern about the holiness in terms of sex. But now it's different. All the offenses are being redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ, just like my father-in-law. My father-in-law, he doesn't know his own father, who is his own father. If he apply with the Old Testament, he will not receive salvation, but he believed in the Lord. He was a bad guy, but he believed in the Lord. And her daughter can become a pastor. So the concept in New and Old Testaments are different. In Old Testaments, everyone have to take account, have to hold responsible for their own acts before Lord. Because at that time, they don't have a redeemer, so God have to express his strong opinion by stating that even 10th generations, they cannot enter the assembly of God. The Ammonites and Moabites, they don't have relationship with the Lord. God mentioned two things that the Ammonites and Moabites treat the Israelites badly, so God will repay them. So in terms of relationship, we follow the Lord. So if God don't like anything, so if God likes something, then you have to love it. So your relationship with the Lord will be good. Just like the Edomites, in verse 7, don't despise an Edomites, for they're related to you. So you have a relationship, there's a relationship. He's your sibling, so no matter how they treat you, you must not hate them. And it's the same for Egyptian. You cannot despise them. When you say, oh, my grandparents, they're being treated badly in Egypt. But from God's will, this relationship has been dealt with. For Egypt, God's already sent down 10 plagues and has already punished them. So they're already miserable. And the Israelites has plundered the Egyptian and leave the country. So from God's perspective, these debts has been canceled. So now if you think, you have to think in a good way. So in the past, I used to be a slave in Egypt. I have to remember I'm being saved. And God already dealt with them. I don't need to pursue them for the debt. And this is the principle for dealing with relationship. You see, God is justice. He's fair in dealing with relationship. And here, I think a lot of brothers and sisters need to learn about this. I think I'm go easy in relationship. From my wife point of view, she think I'm kind of carefree. So we can live in peace, harmony on the surface. So I can be easygoing. I can deal with every different kind of people, from all walks of life. In terms of relationship, I don't have like really strong preferences. When I first know my wife, I realize that she's totally different from me. She will express herself clearly with whatever she likes or she doesn't like. After a few years, I realized that this is good. Because whoever she doesn't like, she'll express it clearly, so those people will leave them, will leave her. Those who like by her are being attracted to her. So it will be a pretty positive group around her. So look at me. It's like I can talk to everybody, but it's very carefree. But God, He's very clear. If I don't get along with you, I won't get along with you. You used to abuse me. When I leave Egypt, you haven't hosted me. You cross your hands and you sent people to curse me. Then I won't settle this score with you. I draw a clear line here. This is my brothers, the Edomites. And that's okay. We are brothers. We are brothers. And this is God's principle. So we have to think about it. Because this is how God deals with relationship. And starting from verses 9, talk about battle. And this is also relationship. When there is enemy, how we deal with them. Keep it simple. When you fight, it depends on holiness. If you're unholy, then God's presence will be gone and you'll be defeated. It depends on holiness. But start from cleanness and start from the restroom, from the lavatory. So it is a very important issue. So in the church or in home, your bathroom is really important. And let's talk about the nocturnal emission. Somebody who have nocturnal emission, they have to go outside the camp. And it's kind of embarrassing. And when you start counting names in the morning and you realize somebody is gone, and you have to tell the officer because you have a nocturnal emission, so he have to stay outside the camp for a whole day. And after he wash himself, then he may return to camp at the evening. And this is kind of remarkable. But God really care about this. When you want go into battle, you want to receive the Lord, then you have to be holy. You have to be clean. In your mind, you have to be clean, have to stay clean. In nocturnal emissions, you might have dreams related to sex. So it is unclean in the spirit. So this has to be separated. So this group of people who fight in the battle have to be clean. So God said, I will be with you. Then you will receive victory. And this is a treatment about when they go into battle. And then the later part, you can describe it as how you deal with your property. When you talk about the earnings of a female prostitute, or how the brothers, they host each other, or you're making a vow, all these about property. But we can see them in terms of relationship. Verses 15 and 16 talk about a slave who leave their master. Especially it's talk about those foreign slaves, they're being abused and they flee their master. And this at this time, what should we do? God said you have to treat them kindly. You do not oppose them. Just like Israel, the state of Israel, is like, or your city, it's just like a city of refuge. This slave, he flee and he seek for protection and he come to your town. And in this circumstances, God said you have to protect him. Because Israelite used to be slave in Egypt. So you have to understand this pain of being a slave. So when the slave come, you should not oppose them. Verse 17, no Israelite man or woman is to become a shrine prostitute. This is talk about sex. Actually, it's a confusion in sexual relationship, and God reject them. God have a clear cut about sex relationship. Verses 18, the earnings of a female prostitute or male prostitute cannot be put into the house of the Lord. God, he really care about the source of the money. Even though it is an offering, but if the source is not right, God reject them. Then you won't ask the money you got from drug dealings, were you going to offer it? No. God will not accept it. When I believe in the Lord in the beginning, we go to Las Vegas and we gamble and we pray to God. If we win any money, we will offer them to the Lord. Of course, at the end, we lost everything because God won't accept it. God, he really care about the source. Just like yesterday, we mentioned about the cow and the donkey cannot be yoked together. But when God expressed saying no, that means there's some people doing that. And you plow the land and you receive a produce. Well, it looks like the same, but God said, whoa, there's a problem in the process. You said you plant different seeds in the vineyard, and when this grow up, you can eat the produce, but God thinks this is mixed, and I reject that. He's not just looking at the results, but he look at the process also. And also talk about offerings when the source is unclean. God reject them. And then talk about the brothers, they lending money to each other. And you see, this is very clear here. Verses 19, don't charge your fellow Israelites with interest. Even after 7 years, you have to waive that. But if the borrower is not an Israelite, is a foreigner, you can charge him interest. To God, the relationship, there's the close one and the far one, far away one. You think it's good to be Israelite? Then you enter, become part of Israelite. God says difference. After 7 years, then you don't need to repay. That 7 years is not the way as we think. It's maybe the day we borrow money during the sabbatical year, then after 2 years, then we don't need to repay. This is how the way God sees treatments for money. If you don't have relationship with me, you come to me to borrow, and then I'll charge you interest. If you have a good relationship with me, then I won't count interest. This is how God deals with relationship. And then is how you make a vow to the Lord. Sometimes we make a vow to the Lord because we seek God's help. And then there's an interaction between us and God. And then after your wishes is fulfilled, then God said you have to repay your vow. And this concern about how we deal with our relationship with the Lord. That whole chapter, God is dealing with relationship. We think this is really tiny bit and piece, but God talks about how to deal with relationship. God has a clear cut. Whatever he don't want, he would reject him. You don't tell God, oh, that's a lot of money. But if the source of this money is not right, if it's dirty money, God will not take it. You say, oh, this one have good relationship with me. But this is Amorite or Moabite, then you have to keep a distance from them. If there's no relationship, there's no relationship. When there's a relationship there, it would be a good one. And I get it clear about this. God is really concerned about how a relationship is being produced. Let's give an example. In some gospel restricted area, they don't have an identity, but they would need insurance. They need the social security. So they will put their name on in a company. And there's certain expenses will be produced. So you just try to find someone you know. So the pastor on the internet, he finds some company that will provide certain insurance service at a cheaper rate. Then he asks, can I do this? And I think about it. And I think, I think it's not right. So it's because you don't know where this company is from. So as he start interacting from this point, and I think maybe it's the beginning of a mistake. So about producing this new relationship is a key concern. When I start running the Bible school, I think I can invite certain speaker, and I think this speaker is okay. then I recommend to the pastor, to Pastor Joshua. And Pastor Joshua would ask, who recommend him? And I say, me. Actually, I'm not familiar with this person because he is an outside speaker and he's a new one. And he said, no, we won't have them. Only he just only will accept to approve those who know Pastor Nathaniel Child or others. Actually, Pastor Joshua, he come to a Bible school to teach. He's really concerned about where this person's from. So we need to take hold of this relationship. When I think about in the past, when I work in the United States, actually, there's a great company that they're selling all these computer products, all these electronics. He emphasizes that it's the cheapest, we get the cheapest deal in the city. So if you find a better deal, we will pay you the differences in 10 times. And I think this company is really successful. Like in that time, even like, for example, like the Carry Four Plaza is really great. It's a really big one. And I think this company is successful. My boss told me that this company is actually committing money laundering. Because when there's this dirty money come in, you have to do the money laundering. So he opened this business. So that's why I realized that why he can set the price so cheap, because they just, the purpose is for money laundering. So to whatever group, in the beginning, we have really have the concern about relationship. God is have a clear cut on every line. Most of the time, we don't have a real clear understanding. And we're really careless in starting a relationship, and it's turned into a bad end. God, he really concerned about relationship, and he focused on life. And he really stressed on the cleanliness of sex. And he's really concerned about the cleanliness of this venue. And he will repay for all the wrong that we did in the past. And this is God's principle on relationship. No matter how bad you are, no matter how worse you are, but to the Heavenly Father, if you have relationship with my son, Jesus Christ, then you'll be okay. But if you don't have a good relationship with my son, then God will not do anything, because you're far away from God. So some people, they really hate about seeking relationship. But actually, God invented, if you talk about it to Jesus, things may go smoothly. But by what you come to God? Because of the Lord Jesus. I'm not a good person, I'm bad, but I think that Jesus saved me, so then the Heavenly Father see you differently. Then okay, then I can teach you slowly. I can teach you from the beginning. But if you don't accept, reject my son, then there's nothing we could do about it. God say, well, that's nothing to do with me, even though if you act well, because we don't have relationship. So there's lines being clearly drawn. God is not come to reject us, because God, he wants us to desire for him. Everyone can receive salvation. Even the illegitimate child can receive salvation. The descendants of illegitimate children can become a pastor. You can have relationship with God. You can bless Israel. Nobody come to oppose you. God said, whoever bless Abraham, I'll bless him. Whoever curse Abraham, I'll curse him. Those whoever bless the descendants of Abraham being blessed. So we bless Israel, we're being blessed. If we oppose God, God will oppose us. God doesn't mean to be our enemy. If we follow God's rule of our relationship and come close to him, the door is open for us. God's waving hands at every one of us. But when we deal with relationship, we have to learn to enter into his principle. And we become light and easy. May God help us so we worship the Lord.